Welcome back. You're listening to Detroit Rising. I'm your host, Chad Livengood, Senior Editor at Crane's Detroit Business. In this podcast, I'm interested in hearing new ideas for innovating and transforming Detroit's economy. There's no shortage of ideas about how to utilize Detroit's vast square miles of vacant land. Urban agriculture has made some inroads in recent years. There are some major redevelopment projects underway at Fiat Chrysler Automobiles Jeep Assembly Plant on the east side, along with the new supplier factory for Dakota Integrated Systems on Van Dyke Avenue at the site of an old high school. As these hot July days roll on, it got me wondering whether vacant land in Detroit could be used for solar panel farms. Obviously, they wouldn't produce much energy in the colder months of Michigan's fall, winter, and even spring. But some use is better than nothing, right? There are some economic and regulatory challenges, however, in getting widespread solar farms in communities large and small in Michigan. My guest this week is tackling that very subject. He's Jim Murray, a former president of AT&T Michigan and a longtime lobbyist and legislative aide in Lansing. Jim just took on a new gig as the Midwest Policy Director for the Coalition for Community Solar Access, a Denver-based organization that is trying to open up state-level utility laws to let solar power get a foothold in the electric generation market. Stick around after the break to hear my interview with Jim.
What makes Lockton stand apart from other insurance brokerages is also what makes them better. Independence. Unconstrained by the rigidness commonly associated with the insurance industry, Lockton challenges the norms of what a brokerage can be. The creative thinkers at your Lockton, Michigan offices are always empowered to do what's best for their clients. Visit Lockton.com to learn more.
Jim Murray, thanks for joining me here today. Let's start and tell me a little bit about this new job you have at the Coalition for Community Solar Access. What is that organization? Where are they based? What's their general history in the solar-powered business?
Well, the CCSA is a national coalition of businesses and nonprofits that work together to expand choice and access to solar for everybody, all households and businesses, through community solar. And community solar is where it allows everybody access to solar, whether or not you're able to put rooftop solar on your house or if you have room in your yard to put a solar panel. This would allow a congregation of solar where you could purchase power from there to lower energy bills across the state and then to bring clean energy to everyone, no matter where you live.
So what's that look like if I live in a community, let's say I live in Decatur and we want to get together, the community wants to get together and put a solar powered panel array on some city owned land. How would we go about doing that and then getting that sold to consumers' energy?
Well currently you can't. So Michigan is missing out on part of the clean energy revolution because we don't have mechanisms in place in Michigan's electric law to allow that to happen. And that's what my job is gonna be, is to open the markets through legislation and regulation. And I'm doing it not just in Michigan, but in Ohio and Wisconsin as well.
So in other words, you're going to war in the Capitol with DTE Energy and consumers?
Well, I wouldn't say war. I mean, they're friends of mine. You know, we've always been part of coalitions together. I went to high school with Patty Poppy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, her and I went to a small high school together in Napoleon, Michigan, back in the 80s. So, you know, we've been friends for a long time. I just feel one of the things that attracted me to going to work for Community Solar, I felt when I was president of AT&T, I became president right around the time the iPhone was just becoming popular, about 2008-ish. And you felt right then and there, you knew that you were going to be part of something big and it was going to be life-changing and people were going to want it. and it was fun. And I feel that same way about solar, where it's just people are starting to get the clean energy part of it. Both Republicans and Democrats are excited about it for various reasons within their philosophies. And I think that the time is right to build some coalitions and to bring it to Michigan.
Do you still feel excited about the iPhone?
I do feel excited about the iPhone. I do, it's completely transformed my life. I know that. I mean, everything's on there. I practically ran AT&T's external affairs department from my phone for the last few years I was there. And now with this job, my bosses are in Denver. We have our headquarters is in DC, and we're scattered across the country, and we do everything over that technology.
Yeah, well, for full disclosure, I've owned an iPhone for every year since 2010, I think, and it was always on Verizon. But the last time I had AT&T was on a BlackBerry, and I kind of missed that BlackBerry.
I miss the BlackBerries too, to be honest. That was transformative as well.
It was.
It just ended up transforming us to the iPhone, but it was that was an exciting time when I remember being a lobbyist in the legislature and realizing for the first time that you could directly get a message right to that legislator sitting in his seat, whereas before you had to call their floor phone and you hoped that they were there, or you had to send a note in and hope they'd come out and see you, but you could get right directly to them. And that changed the lobbying world for sure. So, you know, iPhone kind of changed how government business was run as well.
Lockton is not just your broker for risk management, insurance, employee benefits, consulting, and retirement services. They are your partner. At Lockton, Michigan, they embrace your challenges as their own, and they work to proactively achieve long-term goals while protecting your interests at every turn. Visit Lockton.com to learn more.
Yeah, well, back to solar power. How do you intend to go about building a coalition to get the legislature to open up the market so that other players can come in and build small arrays of solar, and then they get paid at a presumably higher rate to put that power onto the grid controlled by the state sanctioned monopoly?
Well, there's a lot of pluses to doing that. There's the potential economic boon by adding jobs, because clean energy leads many industries and bringing jobs. There's additional revenues that could be possible for like farmers that have land that they could use to put solar arrays on. You could get tax revenues for municipalities that don't cost anything to the taxpayer. And you know what we're finding out is that energy independence at the local level, because of the technological advances that we kind of talked about earlier, makes it more and more affordable each time. So I'm going to be trying to see what kind of broad coalition I can get from the right and the left to try to bring community solar to Michigan.
I know consumers, Patty Poppe, you mentioned earlier, and I believe DTE as well, have both set goals of being carbon-free by 2040. That obviously entails both decommissioning all of their existing or remaining coal power plants, converting to building some brand new gas power plants, but also building new alternative energy, renewable energy rather, installations between solar and wind. Are they moving fast enough on the solar front?
Admittedly, still a month in the job here, so I can't say with authority that they are or they aren't, but I know consumers put a very forward-thinking plan through the IRP at the Public Service Commission last year. I think that the common goals are all shared, but about going towards clean energy. I think DTE's was a little bit slower than what consumers had planned on doing, but you know, I think those forward-thinking goals will benefit us all, and that helps. I think that helps me try to make my case when I have to go before the legislature to open up the act and add community solar.
One of the arguments you sometimes hear about these allowing other players into the market is that it will cost more. It'll cost residents or businesses more to buy electricity if the two big boys are required to buy from other sources, like as you're proposing here.
Well, I mean, I think eventually what you're looking for to is to lower the cost for the consumers, not to lower the cost for TTE and consumers' energy. And you know, the potential economic boon that's created with the additional jobs, and you know, like I mentioned before about the farmers getting some revenue, I think we can make a pretty compelling case.
Mm-hmm. And CCSA, you said they're based in Denver. How did they get started, or is there are there solar manufacturers that are behind this, or what's
there are a group of businesses, developers, and other nonprofits that are pushing clean energy around the country. I know that there are other states that have community solar that are active. A lot of those colleagues of mine are busy with implementation rather than getting us off the ground like I am. But it's a wide variety of businesses and of nonprofits that you know, push from both ends of the political spectrum to bring community solar.
And what else should we know about how this business model works and why it ought to be considered part of Michigan's energy future?
Well, it's about lowering the bills for everyday people, but what our hook is going to be, and what I think will appeal to a lot of people, is that there are many people for a variety of reasons don't have access to rooftop solar or solar in your house. So this, you know, renters could do this, you know, people that for zoning reasons or for a variety, or a business that you know, it's downtown and isn't able to put up their own solar field, they're able to take advantage of this. And I really do think that clean energy and the interest in that is really going to soar here in the next couple of years.
Well, based on the weather we've had the last couple of weeks, we probably would have produced a lot of solar power.
Right. No doubt.
It's been hot. Hey, Jim, thanks a lot for talking with me on the podcast here today.
No problem. Thank you, Chad, for having me.
I'm Chad Livingood, senior editor at Crane's Detroit Business, and you've been listening to my interview with Jim Murray of the Coalition for Community Solar Access. That's it for Detroit Rising this week. If you have a feature idea for this podcast, please email me at clivingood@crane.com or send me a direct message on Twitter at Chad Livingood. And do me a favor and give this podcast a review on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. I want and value your feedback. Thank you for listening.
As the world's largest independent broker, Lockton is ready to challenge whatever risks you face and unlock opportunities to help you move forward.